Did you know that Oregon had the first female governor in U.S. history? It was for one weekend in 1909. You've queued up the audio version of today's Offbeat Oregon Du Jour entry. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour is an RSS service that brings you a new story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column every day in your choice of text and images or audio-only format. And you right now are listening to the audio version. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour brings you true stories from Oregon history, stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghai sailors and Skid Row bordellos and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries and just all sorts of good stuff. The stories are real. The citations to sources are included with the text versions. To get these delivered regularly, just direct your podcatcher to ofor.us/p as in podcast and subscribe. If you'd rather read them and see the pictures that go with them while you're waiting in line at Starbucks or something, direct your newsreader to ofor.us/t as in text. If the movie people were going to rate Offbeat Oregon, they'd probably give it a PG. Also, everything in the Offbeat Oregon franchise is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. So today's column, the headline is, Oregon had the first female governor in U.S. history for one weekend in 1909. When Carolyn B. Shelton took charge of the state for 48 hours, she and other Oregon women were still, actually, 3 years away from gaining the right to vote. This column was first published on March 27th, 2011, by Finn J.D. John. Hey, that's me! So here's the article. Ask most Oregonians who the first woman governor of the state was, and they'll have an answer right away. A wrong answer. Conventional wisdom holds that Barbara Roberts was the first and only female governor of the state of Oregon. In fact, that's almost true. But almost doesn't work as an answer to a true or false question, now does it? The truth is, Roberts was the first elected female Oregon governor. The first woman to serve as governor of Oregon was Carolyn B. Shelton, who essentially covered a weekend shift for her boss in early 1909. For that one historic weekend, Oregon was the first and only state in the nation with a female governor. This was especially ironic because it wasn't until 1913 that women were officially given the right to vote in Oregon. Here's the story. In 1909, outgoing Governor George Chamberlain had been elected to the U.S. Senate. The freshman crop of senators would be sworn in and seated on Monday, March 1st, the same day his successor, Frank W. Benson, would be sworn in as governor of Oregon. So here was the problem. If Chamberlain stayed through the end of his term and then traveled to D.C., every other member of that freshman class would have seniority over him because he'd be sworn in late. So Chamberlain resigned as governor and left for Washington 2 days early, on Saturday, February 27th, so that he'd be there on time. Now, ordinarily, this would have been neatly arranged with his successor, Frank W. Benson. Benson would come in early as acting governor, and come Monday morning, he'd be sworn in for real. But Benson was too sick to do it. So Chamberlain left his trusty chief of staff, Carolyn B. Shelton, in charge as acting governor, and climbed aboard an eastbound train. By Monday morning, Benson was feeling better. At 10 a.m., he was sworn in, and Shelton's one-weekend gubernatorial reign was at an end. As far as I've been able to learn, nothing much happened during her 49 hours in office, but if anything had, she would have been the state's chief executive in charge of dealing with it. As a side note, 17 years after this incident, Chamberlain and Shelton got married. At the risk of stating something really obvious, this is the only case of two Oregon ex-governors marrying each other in history. In fact, it's probably the only such case in all of U.S. history, in any state. And that's it for today. You just heard, Oregon had the first female governor in U.S. history for one weekend in 1909. It was written and first published on March 27th, 2011 by Finn J.D. John, that's me. And if you'd like to see the art for this story or print out a hard copy for any reason, you can look it up on the website at offbeatoregon.com. It'll take you straight to a table of contents arranged in order of the date of publication. By the way, there isn't a photo of Carolyn B. Shelton. I was not able to find one. Apparently nobody thought she was important enough to take a picture of. I've got photographs of Mr. Chamberlain, and I've got a photograph of Mr. Benson, who, by the way, looks kind of a little scary, but none of Governor Shelton. And that's a dirty shame, but I guess that's the way the times were. So that covers us until tomorrow, and we'll upload another one then. So have a great day.